Module 4. Exercise 1. Page 48. Speaker 1.
I think it's great that these big names in show business and the music industry are rolling up their sleeves and fighting the good fight. Take that Irish guy, for example. I can't remember his name, but he's organized a couple of huge concerts in support of solving the world's food crisis. I heard a colleague say that he thought he was in for it for personal financial reasons, but I don't agree at all. As I say, I think it's marvellous that he's taken time out of his hectic schedule to try to help a really serious world problem.
Speaker 2.
My best mate Alan has done voluntary work for years. It seems he is out on the streets almost every night distributing food and blankets to the needy, the homeless, the runaways. You know, he really cares about these people, despite the fact that his work is really tough sometimes. You know, once he was mugged twice within a few months. I told him I thought he was mad to continue. He just smiled and said it was all worth it. He's disappointed that some of his colleagues have stopped volunteering lately because of the danger out on the streets. I understand how he feels, but you can't blame people for feeling worried.
Speaker 3.
I've been with the organisation Feed the World for about a decade now. Over the years, what with the demands of family and work, I've thought I would have to give up my volunteer work, but I've just never had the heart to do it. People are constantly telling me that I'm flogging a dead horse, you know, trying to find a solution to a situation where there isn't one. Well, I simply keep quiet when I meet people like that. They frustrate me with their attitude, but I know that if we just keep at it, if we keep hammering away at the problem, we will, one day, reach our goal.
Speaker 4.
Yes, the world is in a terrible state. I couldn't agree more. And yes, of course, something needs to be done about it. You know, when I was younger, in my 20s and 30s, I followed the news, I attended the charity dinners, I went to the protests, I got involved in everything. As I got older, though, my charity work just kind of fell by the wayside. I suppose, if I could ever find a spare moment, I might take up a cause of some kind again. I mean, both my teenage children are avid supporters of Save the Whales. I don't know. Maybe when I retire, I'll have the chance to get back into that kind of thing again.
Speaker 5.
For years, I used to financially support my favourite charity each month, and I got a degree of satisfaction from that. You know, just to know that I was helping in some small way. But a few years ago, I found myself getting tired of my job and feeling as if I needed a bit of a break. Then around that time, I spotted an advertisement in my charity's monthly newsletter appealing for volunteers to help build a badly needed orphanage in an African village. Anyway, I found myself applying and off I went. Well, it was one of the most fulfilling experiences of my whole life. You can't imagine the sense of satisfaction I felt knowing that I'd been so directly involved in something so worthwhile.
Speaker 6.
Kids whose teeth are really messed up lack self-confidence. But what a lot of people don't realise is just how big a problem untreated dental disease is. It affects the whole body. In my country, we didn't have access to dentists unless we could afford to pay. My family were poor, and my parents sacrificed everything for us to be educated. It was through the school that the problems with my teeth were dealt with, and I felt healthier and happier after treatment. When I learnt about the charity Give a Child a Smile, I remembered all that, and I wanted to support the cause.